If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. It's Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey.
All right, listen, I think the easiest thing here would be to rant and rave about the Yankees closing situation. I'm not going to rant, I'm not going to rave, I'm not going to scream. I'm going to tell you, though, that Clay Holmes has to step aside. That's it. Can't be the closer. Can't be it. I think if you get on the air and you make a statement like the Yankees can't win the World Series with Clay Holmes, I don't know what the hell's going to happen in October. So I'm not going to say it like that, but I am going to say that I'm not willing to take the chance. So I got a plan for you that is fairly radical, but this is something the Yankees must do. I know that Clark Schmidt is on the way back. I know that Louis Scheel and however they are juggling his innings limit, whatever they're going to do with him moving forward, I'll let the Yankees figure that out. But if the Yankees think that Scheel can make X amount of starts the rest of the way and, you know, pitch into October deeply without a lot of restriction, then Louis Scheel stays in the rotation and Clark Schmidt becomes my closer. If the Yankees are worried or obviously taking precautionary steps about Louis Scheel and how many pitches he throws, then Louis Scheel is my closer and Clark Schmidt steps back in the rotation as soon as he's healthy and he's inching toward his return. Clay Holmes ain't it. Not good enough.
Yeah, we've been saying this for a while, BT. I just don't trust Clay Holmes. And look, he was an all-star, and he's still one of the better closers in the league. Now, you can look at the 10 blown saves, obviously, and that's going to be something that would tell you otherwise, but he just reminds me of any of the pedestrian closers that we've seen historically, whether it be in this town with the Mets, because Mariano was here for so long, we haven't seen that many with the Yankees, or just around the league. Like, yeah, he's good, but do you trust him in a big spot? And I never have, and it feels like it continues to get worse. Here's the issue. You can come up with whatever plan you want. Yankees aren't making a change. They had an opportunity to do something at the trade deadline to add. They added to the bullpen, but clearly that wasn't enough. They did not add a closer to replace Clay Holmes, which you talked about them doing dating back to April or May. So the Yankees don't think that they have a problem. They just think that it's bad luck because Clay Holmes pitches the contact. Well, what do you think is going to change in the postseason? And they're held to a higher standard because the Yankees are trying to win a World Series where a lot of teams would love to have Clay Holmes, but the Yankees are held to a different standard. How can you trust Clay Holmes in a big spot in the postseason? You can't. So I'm with you that they should try to come up with something different. I don't think that there is any better resolution right now, or better solution, I should say, for the closer situation. I think it's you're going to ride or die with Clay Holmes, and the Yankees have indicated that they're willing to do that.
Yeah, and then they're going to die because he's just going to give up too many hits, and whether it's a squirter through the hole or, you know, whatever it might be, a little bloop here, a blast there, a couple of walks, he can't be the closer. Listen, I understand that there's been situations in our city. You know, Jesse Orozco was good.
Right.
He wasn't amazing.
Right.
And he was the lefty version for the 86 Mets. Roger McDowell was really effective with that sinker, really good. But it's not like he was Mariano. And even before Mariano, John Wetland, if you're old enough to remember this, Yankee fans, back in 96 when Wetland was the closer, you know, John Wetland, you know, would dance that tightrope and, you know, intermittently really struggle finding the strike zone. But at least John Wetland, when he had a rare back and throw by somebody, he could. Listen, I think, I'm going to disagree with you on this front here, Sal. I think that the Yankees know that they have an issue. Now, it would be...
You hear Boone last night?
So I heard him.
Threw the ball well. Like,
I heard
it was
him.
The same stuff.
Yeah, but that's he says that about everything.
Okay.
So I just think that that's his MO. He doesn't undress anybody. Not that you're going to undress Clay Holmes last night. I mean, multiple people failed. Mark Leiter, Yankees didn't hit, whatever. And Leiter's been an absolute atrocity. He has been gross.
Well, that was their big arm. I mean, the Yankees got brought in two guys at the deadline. Mm-hmm. One they caught. The other was Mark Leiter. We heard about, Mark Leiter's stud. Yeah. And he's a... I don't want to disparage him.
No, I hear you. He looks like a guy.
He's an average bullpen.
Well, but see, I started the show by saying that I don't want to scream and rant and rave, and now you bring up Cashman. You're going to make me start screaming and ranting and raving.
Well,
because he didn't do enough at the deadline. He didn't do anything, really.
I'm surprised that you think that they are aware that they have a problem.
I do. I just don't think they will not project that publicly, nor should they, because I think the Yankees like to keep that tight, which I do respect.
Right.
That's why they're pretty buttoned up, and there's really not a lot of leaks. I think that that's good, and that's emblematic of a classy, well-run franchise. But I believe that they're already starting to devise a plan to switch things up.
See, the argument against is, and again, I just never have believed in Clay Holmes, period, as being the closer.
Yeah, I think you were first on this.
Okay.
I can give you credit.
Which is fine. I mean, well, this is dating back to last year, and I may not have been first, whatever. It's just how I feel. I just don't trust him, especially when you talk about the Yankees. You know, Edwin Diaz isn't an all-world closer the way that he was in 2022 anymore, but I still trust him a lot more than I do Clay Holmes, and he has his issues too. So every closer, like you said, you mentioned the Yankee guys that could go with Johnny Franco or Armando Benitez.
Yeah, Franco,
or,
sure.
You know, and those are good closers, yep. But just, yeah. You know, it's just hard to trust. Clay Holmes maybe more so than others, and he has blown 10 saves. So
10.
We're not just making this up, but then if I ask you, well, where were the better options? You know, who? Like, I didn't really want Tanner Scott. Okay, he was one of the top arms. I wanted the Mets to get Estevez, so I guess if I wanted the Mets to get him, then the Yankees could have gotten him. But is he lights out, dominant closer? Where is the can't-miss arm that the Yankees missed on? Where are those closers? You look around the league. Look at Baltimore. Does Baltimore have a good pen? I wouldn't want Craig Kimbrell anywhere near my team. So, I hope that the Yankees could figure out a better answer at closer than Clay Holmes. I think that they made their bet. They're going to have to land it here.
Well, that's why I didn't give you external options, because I don't really disagree. What it would have taken to get closers in different closers, it was the price was too exorbitant, too rich for the game. And by the way, I agreed with them in doing that. In I think they exercised pretty decent prudence with that, you know, because I don't think anything's a sure thing in the back of the bullpen, no matter what kind of regular season numbers you put up. So I think it was kind of tough to justify giving up Spencer Joe or whatever it would have required to get some of these stud arms out there. But that's why I'm giving you internal options. That's why I'm sitting here saying it's not, you know, and it's easy to just, you know, here we are, middle-ish August, you know, a couple of weeks after the deadline. Oh, Cashman missed this, which he did, but that's not the route. That's lazy, I guess, or it's just it's too easy. I'm coming with solutions.
Right.
But the solution, there's two internal solutions. Figure out how many pitches you want Heel to throw. If you think he can push this forward through the end of October, he's the rotation. He stays there. Clark Schmidt, you're the closer. If not with Heel, Clark Schmidt in the rotation, Heel, you're the closer. There's the solution.
But there are still...
And then Holmes is the setup man.
Understood, but there are still unknowns there. Like, we've never seen...
I got you, but at least those guys can strike him out. Certainly Heel.
I get it, but, I mean, Heel also walks the ballpark on occasion. You want that guy coming in the ninth inning, and all of a sudden, if it's a day he doesn't have command, you're screwed. So I understand why you're saying that, and if that were to be the case or the plan, then the Yankees should have been thinking about this beforehand, and it seems like they aren't. I asked Brian Cashman flat out when we had him on, what's the plan with Luis Heel? He basically said they're going to ride this out. Like, until Heel gives them a reason to believe that they can't have him in the starting rotation, they're not moving him. And he was steadfast about Clay Holmes. I don't know. I like Luis Heel, and I think, okay, well, if you're going to try to preserve his innings, maybe use him out of the pen, but to throw him into the closer's role, same thing with Clark Schmidt. Like, Clark Schmidt has been a solid starter for them for a short period of time. You're going to tell me that he's going to be the closer more so than an all-star in Clay Holmes?
I mean, I'm not getting too wrapped up in the all-star tag. You know what I'm saying? Like, all-star.
Well,
does it look like an all-star?
No, I mean...
Lately, has it?
He blew a bunch of saves early in the year, too. You know, this is not... He is who he is.
He's got 10, Sal.
Yeah, I
mean,
get
a couple
it.
Of more is going to finish up with 15 or 16. That's unacceptable.
I get it. And too many guys are putting it... When you put the bat on the ball and put the ball in play, bad things can happen.
Yeah.
And that's what's happened to Clay Holmes. So they could say bad luck, but my goodness, if that happens, you think Clay Holmes is going to get through an entire postseason?
No chance.
You know what I mean?
No, I don't even. You didn't have to finish the question. Yeah, I know what you know. The answer is no, which is why I've come with solutions. Hopefully the Yanks are listening, and I know they are.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.